Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word to us tonight from one of the shortest books of the Bible, Jude. I share with you again verses 20 through 25. Jude writes, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen." Have you ever lost something? Have to look for that? Has it maybe been something not quite so important, but you know, your cell phone? Can't find where you put your cell phone, so you have to call yourself to find where it is. Maybe it's your car keys, or maybe it's the keys to the house. A real inconvenience when you need to go someplace, right? Losing those is just kind of a nuisance. But there's some other things that if you lose, it's a little more important to get that back, and that's identity. The identity theft and losing the identity. Or what about losing your home or your property? I know we had earthquakes going on here not too long ago and tornadoes that happened and so on. Losing that is pretty significant, isn't it? Or maybe it's losing a loved one. I think all of us have been touched by that at one time or another. Pretty significant loss as we have someone that we dearly love that we have lost. Or maybe it's our health, or maybe it's the health of a loved one, whether it's physical health or mental health or whatever it might be. All kinds of losing different things, and some of them have a greater impact than others. God's word speaks to us, particularly at the end of a church year, but he speaks to us always about the greatest loss that anyone could ever have. And the greatest loss that anyone could ever have would be losing the faith. Losing the faith that is the gift that was given to us. This is a good text for Stewardship Weekend. For a weekend when we're talking about how is it that we use the gifts that God gives to us. The greatest gift that he gives to us is saving faith in Jesus Christ. And saving faith in Jesus Christ can be lost. And that's why the scriptures so often speak about that, so often speak against losing that faith. Boy, Jude, the whole book of Jude, it only has 24, 25 verses in it, but the whole book is making sure that those believers don't lose that faith. For you know what happens if a person loses their faith: eternity in hell. Eternal consequences that are there, very frightening, that are there. I know there's some churches that talk about once saved, always saved. There's some churches that falsely give the false impression that once you're baptized, you've got it made. Once your name's on the church membership, you got it made. The scriptures so often talk about not taking that for granted, of the fact that faith can be lost. Jesus told many parables. Jesus told many things. Do you remember one of the familiar ones? The parable of the sower who is sowing the seed. You recall that one of those times, the seed is sown on rocky ground, and the faith takes hold, that the seed does start growing. And it starts growing, but because it has no depth, because it's on rocky ground, and it has no way of taking hold and continuing to grow, it withers away. You know, the second one was amongst the weeds and amongst the thorns. And what happens is the things of this world come in, and they start choking it out. And a person can, by being caught up in the things of this world, have that faith choked away, and that faith does not last. How significant and how important it is, as God's word continues to encourage us to continue to grow in that faith. Peter writes in 2 Peter, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He wants and encourages us and has us to know how very important that is. And we make that promise. It would have been so neat to have an infant baptism tonight. It would have been so nice to remember that, because you remember at baptism, we make that promise. We make the promise at baptism that as that child now has the gift of faith that God has given through the waters of baptism and His Word, that faith needs to grow. And that we promise to bring that child to worship services. We provide Sunday school and a parochial school for those that can do that. We provide confirmation instruction. We provide Bible classes. We provide church services. And one of the things that we do is, as a congregation, we say, we know how important it is. We know how important it is that faith needs to be nourished and continue to grow. And so scriptures speak to us about how very significant that is. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. And so at confirmation time, all of us who have been confirmed, we said, I will be faithful even to the point of death. And we as a congregation want to help each other to keep that promise. The scriptures warn lots and lots of different times. They warn of people who can wander away from the faith, or people who can lose the faith. Paul, writing to young Pastor Timothy, he writes, the Spirit clearly says that in latter times, we're living in the latter times, that some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits. How many we are seeing that are following the deceiving spirits and are not being truly fed with the true bread of life and are being lost as a result of that. That's why God's Word continues to speak to us about encouraging one another, about being together and helping one another, contending for the faith, Jude says, and encouraging one another. In Philippians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul will talk about, therefore, my dear friends, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, working together and helping each other out in growing in that faith. He'll write, the writer of Paul will write in 1 Thessalonians here, that we need to encourage one another and build each other up to help each other as we see maybe that they're sliding away or whatever it is, and to help them to grow. See to it, brothers, the writer of Hebrews says, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We've come to share in Christ if we hold firmly to the end the confidence that we had at first. As it is written, today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. You see, these verses that talk about continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, contending for the faith, and so on, is not talking about how we're saved. We're saved through Jesus Christ. But once we're saved through Jesus Christ, that continues to need to be fed and nourished so that it continues to grow and doesn't die out. We all have cell phones. What happens if you never charge up your cell phone? It's useless. What happens if our faith is never charged up? If our faith is not continually given that energy and that nourishment that God wants us to have. Remaining faithful to the end. Those of you who were with us last weekend from Mark chapter 13, also the gospel reading for today, we talked about being firm to the end, and I used the Royals baseball and the whole making it home and being firm and staying there. Jesus continues now in Mark chapter 13 in the gospel reading for tonight, and he says, he who stands firm to the end will be saved. That was last week. And now he says, be on your guard. Be alert. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. What Jesus is saying is, you need to take the initiative. You need to be proactive. You need to do whatever it is for yourself and for your family. We need to say, yes, we want to have family devotions. You needed to take the initiative, and I'm glad you did, for being here tonight. We take the initiative to stay in that Word of God. Jesus and God's Word speaks to us about doing that. So one of the ways that God's Word speaks to us is make sure that you stay in the faith. But Jude also talks about the fact that we have a responsibility for our brothers and sisters. There's a responsibility for our brothers and sisters, and especially those that have wandered from the faith. Those that maybe have had the faith but have wandered away. And how interesting it is that Jude just speaks it right away, and he talks about have mercy on those who doubt and save others by snatching them out of the fire, out of the fires of hell. Jesus speaks about the sheep and the goats on his left will go to that eternal place of hellfire that's there. Jesus calls us to contend for the faith ourselves, but also to be firefighters, if you would, to help others who are being led astray to know our Lord and Savior Jesus, to use the stewardship gifts that he gives to us of word and sacrament and of word and body to help them to come back and to know our Lord and Savior Jesus. Snatch others from the fire, it says. And so remaining faithful to the end, remaining faithful to the end, not only do we take the initiative and grow and learn, but we also encourage others so that they might as well. The last verses of Jude speak about the fact that now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling. There's a beautiful and a very helpful image that's there. Think of a horse or a mule that's going along the Grand Canyon or some very, very steep edge of the cliff. A very sure-footed animal. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling. Just one stumble and it's the end for you. But Jesus is the one who is firm-footed and keeps us steady and firm. Keeping our eyes on Jesus Christ and being with Jesus Christ is he is the one who's able to keep us from stumbling. He's the one that can help us to go on that very narrow way. You know what Jesus said, broad is the way that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And so Jesus is the one with his word and his sacrament that keeps us focused on that one truth of Jesus Christ and how very important that is, that he gives it to us. And so we have this wonderful promise, this wonderful encouragement, this stewardship encouragement to be kept in the faith, kept by Jesus Christ, kept in God's love. As we hear that word, as we read that word, as we study that word, as we continue in that word, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. How important that is that we know and are assured we are kept by Jesus Christ, and how we thank and praise him for that. And as a result, it changes our lives. We're kept in his word, and we encourage others also to be in that love. So building ourselves up on that most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, we are kept by our Lord and Savior Jesus as we live our lives day to day, living generously in our Lord and Savior Jesus, in his precious name. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds kept in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.